And now it's time for a Tiny Desert Concert. That's when we bring local Arizona bands and musicians into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs and talk about their music. Today we hear from Driftwood Quintet, a five-person chamber music ensemble. Unlike the classical chamber ensemble, which typically included string instruments or horns, Driftwood Quintet features only reed instruments like the oboe and clarinet. Blending traditional classical music with a large helping of newly created songs, Driftwood pushes the boundaries of what classical music can be by mixing Mozart with modern compositions. I spoke with the quintet's executive director and bass clarinet player, Dominique Holly. I started off by asking him about how Driftwood works to blend genres and music types into something wholly new in its concerts.
We try to cross as many borders and boundaries as we can in a given concert, not only in the type of music we arrange, but the type of music we program. So we try not to do just a concert of all pop music or just a concert of all classical music. We try to mix it all together because that's how people normally listen to music. We don't just listen to one genre for large stretches of time. Through the course of a day, you might listen to different things. Maybe we'll start it off with a piece by Drake or by Elliott Smith, and then we'll think, hey, that tonal sound is really good and kind of segues into this classical piece really well. So that's kind of how we shape the concerts. Yeah.
It's almost like classical music for the Spotify generation.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
So, Dominique, tell me, how did you come up with the idea or how did this group get started? Because a reed quintet is not a super common thing and not like a super traditional thing.
It's not a traditional thing yet, but I think we're hoping in the coming years it'll be more popular. So it actually got started back in 1985, I believe, by a group called Califax in the Netherlands. Originally, it was a wind quartet, and then from there, it kind of evolved and morphed into the ensemble that it is now with clarinet, oboe, bassoon, sax, and bass clarinet. Before that, we had the woodwind quintet, which had oboe, bassoon, flute, French horn, and clarinet. So instead of the flute, we have a clarinet in that place, and then we have the alto saxophone. So it gives us more of a mid and more power in the low range as opposed to the high range.
How easy or difficult is it to find music written for a reed ensemble?
So since our group, the formation is so new, when we started it, there actually wasn't a lot of rep that was written for us. There's a couple reed quintets in the States, Acropolis Quintet, and they have a few pieces that we started out with. We bought some of their pieces. But we quickly realized we didn't want to just be playing the few pieces that everyone else was playing. So we started arranging our own music, actually. So we started off doing the piano piece. We morphed into orchestral arrangements. And then after that, we kind of veered off and did more pop music sometimes because we've arranged pieces by Childish Gambino. We did Redbone. We've done pieces by Drake.
Hmm.
We really just go over the whole spectrum of what is music that we like to listen to. And we think that translates to our audience being able to recognize and relate to it when we play it in our instruments.
So, Dominique, can you play a piece for us?
Yeah, so this first piece is going to be Weaker Apart by Zachary Green. It's a piece that was written specifically for our ensemble. It was a reactionary piece to the election that happened, and saying, hey, we're weaker apart than we are together. So you're going to hear these very dissonant, harsh sounds in the beginning, but then as we play together, it sounds more harmonious and more tonal.
Thank you.
Now, at a certain point after you played one of your pieces, you asked, was that weird? Was that too weird? I'm curious, like, do you try to do stuff that is maybe a little bit outside the classical box? Is that something that's important to you guys?
Yeah. So for classical musicians, you really have to know who your audience is. If you're playing for primarily people in the conservatory or people in music school, they're really used to hearing all sorts of weird sounds and strange things coming from instruments. But our programming that we do in our concert venues are normally in spaces where you have people who are either beginning musicians that don't play instruments much or people that have no musical experience. So when we get out there and play music where it's just louds and lows and crazy sounds and all that, it's not really accessible to them right away. So oftentimes, try to program pieces that match our specific audience that we're planning for.
I'm curious about that because I think for a lot of people when they go to any kind of classical music concert, they maybe think that they're more likely to enjoy it if it's something they recognize, like if it's something by Mozart or Beethoven or Bach or someone like that. And it sounds like a lot of what you're doing is not that. Is there a balancing act you have to do in terms of making sure that you play stuff that's interesting to you and maybe interesting to the audience, but maybe not so out there that folks get lost?
It definitely is a very delicate balance because if it's too recognized, you're going to get bored. If you hear the same thing over and over again, you're going to get bored. And that's what we realized when we started this group. Hey, we hear these chamber ensembles playing a lot of the same rep over and over, and it sounds great, but I want to hear something different. And for our audiences, we kind of have to take into consideration the fact that our group just being there is already pretty different for these non-musician crowds. So often we have people ask, when I'm playing, hey, what's that? It's a bass clarinet. Our bassoon player is like, hey, what's that? That's a bassoon. Our oboe player has an oboe and an English horn. So just us showing up is something new to them. And so when we program music, we give it some sense of familiarity. So I may not know the types of sounds these instruments make, but I can recognize the type of music they're playing.
So, Dominique, can you guys play a piece for us?
This piece is Selections from The Blind Man and the Elephant by Robbie McCarthy. Thank you.
We're listening to Driftwood Quintet performing for us at KJZZ's East Valley Bureau. You can see a video of their performance and other Tiny Desert concerts at tinydesertconcert.kjzz.org. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear on KJZZ, send us a note, the show at kjzz.org.